Flash on a Dayton show for Thursday from Happening Fix in New York. Flash is small beginnings. Well, it's not the size that counts, girls. It's the shape. 75 degrees midtown. Semi-nice day in New York. 304. The Dayton show in progress. This is progress. In progress until 6 o'clock. Here's Al Green. Spending my day. With Dayton on a Thursday from Happening Picks in New York. I'm still in love with you because you're looking so good. 307 in New York. When'd you get that tan, huh? Last weekend?
I wish you could see me. I've got a tan you wouldn't believe. Most people would say I don't need a suntan lotion anymore. Not true. I still need one to keep my skin moist and my tan beautiful. So it's only right that I'm using new Golden Tan from Sea and Ski. It helped get me this way in the first place. And I've put too much into this tan to take a chance on losing it now.
New Golden Tan. Use it to get your tan, then use it to keep your tan. Beautiful.
Wait a minute, I'm lighting a cigarette. Hold on a second. Okay. All right, I'm ready. Where was it? Oh, a Volvo doesn't look big from the outside, but when you get inside, it grows on you. Sit in the front seats. You have more room to stretch your legs than you do in a Cadillac DeVille. When you plop down in the back seat, you'll experience the strange sensation of not having your knees scrunched up against the front seat. A Volvo has more rear seat legroom than a Buick Electra. Poke around the trunk. You'll discover it's bigger than a Lincoln Continentals. On long trips, you'll also be eternally grateful for Volvo's fully reclining bucket seats. They haven't, according to who's with you, of course, they haven't adjustable lumbar support to make the seat backs firmer or softer. One thing that's not soft about a Volvo is the body construction. It's so strong you can stack seven Volvos on top of each other without squashing the one on the bottom. It's also protected by six coats of primer and paint and two different undercoatings. Volvo doesn't want your enjoyment of their inside to be spoiled by the disintegration of their outside. Look up your Volvo dealer in the Yellow Pages. See how you fit into a Volvo.
Listen to WPIX-FM for all you're worth.
I am.
$50.
John B. Quigley, Stuyvesant Drive, Port Jefferson Station. All right, John B. Quigley, Stuyvesant Drive, Port Jefferson Station.
You have 5 minutes to call the Picks Rap Line at 972-0300. 972-0300.
Listen.
To WPIX-FM for all you're worth.
It was a hit. His own goal.
Wilson Pickett, the Fix from 1966.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
time. Let's go for 1966. Old Gold on the Dayton Show from WPIX in New York. I can't read. Do the show at the same time. Wilson Pickett and Land of a Thousand Dances, Old Gold. New York area environment, air quality acceptable. Partly sunny this afternoon, high around 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the mid 60s. 75 degrees in New York right now. We have a weather jingle?
Jingle!
Uh-huh, thank you. Cornelius Brothers, Sister Rose.
My mama told me, she said, son, please beware. This thing called love, and it's everywhere. She told me it can break your heart and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late.
Nothing to do. Waiting, his chick didn't show up.
I believe.
Too late to turn back now. Cornelius Brothers, Sister Rose on a Thursday Dayton show from Happening Picks. Good afternoon, 3:15 right now. New from the OJs, Backstabbers. Backstabbers, 319. Good afternoon. 75 degrees in New York.
Hey, troglodytes.
Got a man, a woman.
Have you seen Alice Cooper's patties yet? Alice Cooper's new School's Out album, complete with lace patties, now especially priced at Sears. Plus Jimmy Castor's Bunch Troglodyte album.
Come here.
And special low prices on Elvis's Live at Madison Square Garden. Simon and Garfunkel's Greatest Hits. Plus new albums by The Carpenters, Neil Diamond, Free, Derek and the Dominoes, New Riders of the Purple Sage, and the new Live at London album by Chuck Berry.
She threw out all her money at the Southern Trust and put her little boy aboard a Greyhound bus, leaving Louisiana with
gold and 10 new albums and tapes, including Alice's Lace Panties, now especially priced at Sears. Pull them on.
LPs start at $333. 8-track tapes start at $488. Sale ends Saturday.
It's the real thing, and it's happening around New York this week. Sold at the Center, Lincoln Center, with black theater, dance, poetry, and music. Some of the participating artists are Carmen McRae, Mongo Santa Maria, and Linda Hopkins. Central Park concerts feature J. Geil's band Friday and Saturday, Sha-na-na and Captain Beyond Sunday. Linda Ronstadt at the Bitter End. Black Sabbath, J. Geil's band, and Blue Oyster Cult at Nassau Coliseum. Cactus and Blue Oyster Cult at Ritz Theater, Staten Island. Free New York Philharmonic concerts in Brooklyn at Prospect Park, Bronx at Botanical Gardens. It's the real thing. Be part of it.
You're watching a cloud paint a picture and writing her name.
got. You never had such a feeling. This time it's not puppy love. It's the real thing. As you sip on some coke, your heart really hopes. It's the real thing.
Like you're falling a coke.
Your love's flying high like the clouds in the sky. It's the
Bobby
real
Goldsboro
thing.
10 years of Roland, a capsule history of the Stones. Hear it tonight at 9 p.m. when WPIX presents a special on the Stones following their three-day invasion of New York City. Listen to WPIX-FM for all you're worth.
I believe you better do that, baby. 321 now. 75 degrees in New York. Parker's family coming on. Making up his heart. I think we should give it a try, don't you? School's out. It's next on the Dayton Show.
The Eagleton illness. More, and still more. 75 degrees at 325. New York environment. Fair weather. 80s daytime. 60s nighttime. John Webster, WPIX News. In touch.
Here I stand, my son.
Institute of Applied Psychotherapy. Have you got a drug problem? Have you got a problem just living? Call them. They care. The Institute of Applied Psychotherapy. 873-1832. 873-1832.
WPIX, for the good of New York.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Thomas Eagleton denied today that he'd ever been arrested on charges of drunken or reckless driving. At a news conference, he called charges by syndicated columnist Jack Anderson a damnable lie. Eagleton said he would not withdraw from the ticket he shares with Senator George McGovern. What Anderson had said was, quote, "We have traced but have not seen photostats of Senator Tom Eagleton's traffic record," still quoting, "a former high official from Missouri whose reliability is beyond question, but who has asked that we not identify him, has confirmed that a Missouri state trooper turned over to him photostats of 6 to 11 traffic citations. He cannot be sure," he said, "but the figure 11 sticks in his mind. These citations," he said, "ranged from drunken driving to speeding. All of them occurred in the 1960s to the best of his recollection." Unquote from Jack Anderson's radio script of this morning. Democratic presidential candidate George McGovern, meantime, has canceled a news conference saying he will not be stampeded into replacing Senator Eagleton as his running mate. McGovern's news secretary, Richard Daugherty, said McGovern felt a news conference would be pointless since there is no change in Eagleton's status. Said Daugherty, he really wants to make it clear that he's not going to comment further. In Honolulu, Eagleton said he would withdraw as a vice presidential candidate if he felt his past health problems would hurt McGovern's chances. The top Ohio backer of Senator George McGovern says he expects Senator Eagleton to withdraw as the vice presidential nominee. Howard Metzenbaum, a Cleveland millionaire and an important behind-the-scenes man in the McGovern campaign, says the disclosure of Eagleton's psychiatric treatment would be a definite threat to the Democratic ticket. And there is another report, or rather a series of them, from very, very high sources, that Eagleton has already been asked to get out of the race. I must emphasize that these stories are beyond the rumor stage. One source has told me there is now an ongoing battle in the McGovern camp over who will be the next vice presidential nominee. This source says the ultra-liberals want Sissy Farenhold...